ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you, wagon! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Mr. Jody Havnot.
Hi.
And Mr. Sonny Hollywood Pooney.
Hello.
You didn't hear my bass solo. How are you guys?
What do you mean your bass solo? You're playing with your armpits or something. What were you doing?
No, man, I had a little bass. Look.
Nice.
It's the I used to have an actual axe bass, but I had to get rid of it for personal reasons. I needed
blood?
I need to bail myself out of jail. Oh. No, I'm kidding.
I was going to say, mine's right here. So.
Dang it! Sonny!
The axe. The axe got the axe.
The axe got the axe. If you got a quart? Is it a quart axe base?
Yeah.
Cool. Nice stuff. Yeah, so welcome to Podcast Rock City Live. Every Sunday, except the ones when we're not here, so it's not every. We got holidays and shit, you know. Right. We get together and we do this live podcast, and we've been doing it for almost, July will be 8 years. Unbelievable 8 years. And millions and millions of downloads and plays, and look at this shirt. It looks so good. Not the person in it, but it's such a cool shirt. Yeah, so there's a whole lot happening. There's some news. I have it right here. I'll put my glasses on so I don't read too terribly. I don't have the Vinnie Vincent story, but I can pretty much wrap that up in a couple sentences. So let's get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
Vinnie Vincent in an interview said, okay, listen, I want to make sure that I'm fair to him, because unlike some people, I'm not a douche or a dick, except when I am. And here's the thing. He made sure that he said, in my opinion, Vinnie Vincent's opinion, in his mind, he could have, or he believed he could have got back in Kiss in 92 when he was working with Paul and Gene. What do you think, Sonny Pooney?
In my opinion, in Hollywood's opinion, in my mind, Vinnie Vincent is nuts. That shit was never going to happen.
Maybe if he didn't have so many lawsuits or something, you know? I mean, he works well with the band, but...
Yeah, but you got Bruce. Like, you're not going to kick Bruce to the side. He's done absolutely nothing to tell you that he's not a loyal soldier. There's no reason to kick Bruce.
Totally.
No reason. One of the things before we keep going, I want to say is today we're going to do Sweet 16s. If you want to be on and do a Sweet 16 with us on the show, email us at podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
@gmail.com. You put on your Joey accent the best you could, but...
Yeah, I can't do that shitty accent. I'm sorry.
PodcastRockCity1@gmail.com. Send us an email. Say, hey, I want to be on the show. We'll send you a link, and then we'll throw you in on one of our Sweet 16s. So Vinnie Vincent said this, and let's be fair again. He said it was just his opinion. Okay? I don't think for a second that he's right. I don't think for a second that they would have traded Bruce for Vinnie. Now, would they have said, look, the songs on this record are good that you've written. We'd like to keep you, as part of the writing team. I believe that because Vinny can write, you know.
Yeah.
However, in the band, nah, I don't think so. Long shot.
Dude, imagine it's the Revenge era, so they're all wearing the leather and shit, but Vinny's got pink leather on, you know.
He would have stood out like Eric Singer's hair.
Yeah, totally.
But even if he stays on in the songwriting team, right? He's got to sign a contract.
He don't ever.
And
that
would have ended it right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So, what are people saying in the room, Sonny? Can you see that? Because I can't see that right now.
Just a bunch of people saying hi, guys. Hi, Steve. Hi, Dave.
No way. Okay, Robert Dunning said no way. Vinny would not be welcome back. That's nuts. Not a chance. Tuck Watt says, no, I agree. Karen says, in her opinion, Vinny Vincent was a good songwriter, but he never had the chance of being back in the band because of his attitude and the possibility of him never signing a contract.
She said hi. That's all she said. I could see the comment.
even if he got in the band though, he's only going to be in there for a couple years, right? And they didn't really do anything, really. And he's going to go on the convention tour and play acoustic with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, damn. He anyway. So once again, this was just his opinion. Okay, how he felt, you know, we weren't there either. Of course, he would never come on the show and discuss it with us because he's.
Here's an opinion. I got a better shot in winning the lottery than getting my magic book or my two box sets from Vinny.
Let me tell you something true. You have a chance of winning the lottery just based on being fucking Sonny Hollywood Pooney.
Oh, dude, if it was that easy, I would already won it.
Well, you have. Oh, my God. We'll get into that one day. Listen, something's coming up before we go on with the news. Something else is coming up in a couple of months, and that's the Rockin' Pod in Nashville, Tennessee, where we're going to be there. Sonny's going to be there with his wife. I'm so excited about that. You don't even know. Jody's going to be there. I don't know if his not wife is showing up, but that would be cool to see Amber. And then my, all right. And then I'm coming with my not wife because, I mean, we ain't married.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. That's
both of you be married before you leave because Nicole's going to get in that mess, and then that's going to be it.
I think you should do it right on stage at the Rockin' Pod, Joe. Fuck it.
Propose or get married?
Get married, and that'll be your reception.
I think that Karen would shoot me in the face with a shotgun if I did something like that. Okay, yeah. So let's move on. Here's a great story right here. Paul Stanley says the Kiss biopic is definitely happening.
We already knew this.
Yeah. I know, but he's saying it. So what we had heard was that they were in talks. He's saying it's definitely happening. I'm super excited about this. At the end of this month, we've got the documentary. That ought to be amazing. I can't wait for that. I'm gonna have popcorn and my Kiss soda that night, and I'm gonna be ready to go. I might even wear a mask. I got all the masks. Watch it live. You can get my reaction. I don't know. A biopic. I mean, okay, even the Queen one bent the rules. Okay? There was stories about how it wasn't necessarily true when Freddie told the band that he unfortunately had AIDS. It would timeline-wise, it was weird. Yeah. First of all, and I don't think I've ever said this on the show, the dude that played Freddie Mercury, amazing. He was amazing.
It was a good movie. It really was.
Yeah. I watched it on the way back from Las Vegas when we went to see Kiss, Sonny. I had never seen it. I watched it on the way back, and it was amazing. So if you could do a picture that good, and it would be okay if how about this? It ain't okay if they bend the rules as far as the show goes. Now that I'm thinking about it, it just depends on what it is, you know? Like if they want to leave out Vinnie Vincent altogether, I don't have a problem with that. However, I don't think that they can. So there's how is that going to go? I mean, we're going to have like 8 minutes of, can you sign this? No. Can you sign this? Yes, I'll sign it. Can you sign this? Can you sign this? That's going to be the whole 8 minutes of Vincent. And but it just has to be done right, right?
Yeah, you thought like the Rise to It video set people off. This movie just could like really stir the fucking boat, you know?
I never thought about that, but yes. You put the wrong period, whatever, with the, and people are going to lose their freaking minds.
Yeah, well, let's look at. Go ahead, Sonny. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, let's look at it this way. So you guys saw The Dirt, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Karabi, I saw was the in first the... 5 minutes of it.
Oh, yeah.
When that girl started having an orgasm and her, it was spewing all over the living room, and then I had to turn it off because
the rest of the movie actually was pretty good. But anyway,
yeah,
Karabi was in Crew longer than Vinny was in Kiss, and Karabi got 0 seconds in the movie.
Yeah, but he didn't contribute anything to the band, really, whereas Vincent did. An album, you know?
And he was a vocalist on that whole album.
Yeah, but nobody liked him.
I love him. I love that album. So.
I'm just saying, as far as Motley Crue fans, people want the original dudes, even if Vince Neil can't sing worth a fuck.
Biopic wins anyway. So we were talking about this on Growing Up Rock last week. Actually, that I don't think that episode's out yet. But anyway, when the Doors movie came out in 91, right? I didn't really know who the Doors were. And I became a huge Door fan. I love the Doors because of that one movie. And there was a point in time on the Billboard 200 charts where there was 4 greatest hits Doors albums all on the charts at the same time. Some of them were released in 1980, and they were hitting the charts because of the biopic. Same thing happened with Queen a couple of years ago. So that means no matter what, Kiss wins. At least Universal wins. I don't know if Kiss wins. Universal wins. They're going to sell a lot of albums. They're going to get a lot more interest because you just get, like, even me, like, I don't know a ton about Queen. So the movie was fun to me.
Right.
Yeah, Motley got a $200 million tour out of that shitty movie.
Yeah. I do remember people bitching about how, like, it wasn't accurate, though, you know? But
the fans are always going to do that.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know, we just got to wait. We got to wait. Hopefully it'll be another kick-ass thing. Hey, there's an interesting comment here, and I really want to understand what it means. It says, Chris Vickery, will Sonny sign my Hungry Man dinner if I bring it to the Rockin' Pod? What does that mean?
So it was on a review. We did an album review on Shout It Out Loudcast. I don't remember which album review it was, but it came up, you know, every once in a while we veer off topic. That's just what me, Tom, and Zeus do. And we started talking about TV dinners. And I used to love the Hungry Man dinner because the brownie, like I ate the brownie first.
We started talking
about the Hungry Man dinners and all the different kinds, and it spiraled into this whole story.
When was the last time you had a Hungry Man dinner?
Nicole got me 2 of them. They're sitting in the fridge right now after she heard the episode.
Wait,
they're sitting in the fridge right now.
Let me ask you a question. Tell me they're Salisbury steak.
Of course they are. With
yes,
corn.
Salisbury steak. Those are the best ones, I think. Okay. All right. So one other story I saw, and then let's see. As Paul Stanley ponders what actor should play him in an upcoming biopic, and I'm going to be honest. I'm going to post that on the page, and because I didn't finish the article in time.
So you don't know who he's saying? I want to know.
It says, the rocker continuum, when people get asked these kinds of questions, they'll say, oh, Brad Pitt, or this one or that one. Well, those guys are in their 50s and 60s, so you're all talking about another generation of actors. I don't ever see where he says an actual person. Let's see. Sonny Pooney should play him. He's got the pipes.
Yeah, right. At 51, yeah.
You've got the pipes, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to let you guys see anything else news-wise?
I don't think so.
Nope.
No. I went to a record show today, and I ran into my friend Phil Elliott. If you guys know Phil Elliott does or used to do all of the Kiss Expos down here in the South, and he did a few up north too, but he said, hey, Joe, want to hook up and want to do something pretty spectacular around August? And I said, absolutely, and you'll have to wait for that information.
I would have first said, Phil, are we keeping our clothes on? Like, I would have made sure that there were some rules.
It just depends. Phil's got a lot of really cool Kiss stuff.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
He's got a Gene Simmons candy dish that I've been keeping my eye on for a while. If all I got to do is a truffle shuffle, I'm scoring that bad boy.
Wow.
Now we know Joe has a big problem.
Yeah.
No.
We're kind of on the fence, but now it's for sure.
Wait a second. I'm going to tell you something. Right now, okay, Paul Stanley's house got demolished, right? And it's getting rebuilt. He sold everything, even the carpet, right? There is a guy named Paul Weber online right now who everybody's going to change the channel now. But anyway, he was selling 12 by 12, I think, squares of the carpet. And people are posting them online framed.
Nice.
I didn't buy one.
That's just misery loves company. Just because they're crazy enough to do it too doesn't make you need less help.
Well, I could be true. All right. So I don't enough about me. Karen's messaging me. It says
no carpet buying. That's what that says right there.
Oh, all right. All right, let's get to the topic. Okay, we're going to have a couple people join us. I'll keep checking the COVID emails and see if any of you guys want to join us. Just send us your email, podcastrockcity1, that's the number one at gmail.com. Let's get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week. Yes!
So a couple of weeks ago, last week was Memorial Day weekend. And so I was at the lake. You guys were all doing your things. It's time to be with family. We were supposed to, a couple weeks ago, have Joey on with us like normal and do a Sweet 16 episode. Problem is, Joey is, he's back to work. He's a touring musician and a professional one at that. So that means that right now, I think he's on stage with Eric Martin from Mr. Big. And, so he's in Pennsylvania and he's doing a show. And I think that's awesome. Lita Ford and Dokken and, what was it? Great White tons of bands. And I think that's pretty awesome. So, we decided to go ahead and do the Sweet 16. And maybe add a few of you guys in to do them. So Jody can yell at you and go, yeah, what? I mean, we make our terrible decisions. So Sweet 16 it is. Are you guys ready for that? I'm ready for that. If I just knew where
that. Jared just sent you a message there. Did you see that?
Oh, have mercy. I'll have to check. I don't see it. I'll have to take a look. Let's see. What did I do with the topic of the Sweet 16? It was right there. Oh, there it is. Yeah. So yeah, go ahead, Jody.
I was just going to say, are we bringing someone in or no?
We're going to bring in a couple people. We're going to do a couple first.
Okay. I only have three of them. I have three.
Well, I thought we had more.
Three would be enough to cover the hour.
No, that's okay. Sonny, you got some?
Yeah, we got some.
Okay, good. We'll do Jody's first. All right. Here we go. Yeah.
Podcast Rock City Sweet 16.
All right, Sweet 16. Yes, Sweet 16.
What are we waiting for?
Let's stop this pussy footing around.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Sweet 16. All right, listen.
Yeah, that's Sweet 16. All right, so how about this? Jody and Sonny and I are going to do one, a Sweet 16, and then we're going to add somebody else. We've got people waiting in the wings. I somehow screwed up sending something to Jared, so I'm going to hook him up right now. And my bad, dude. All right, Jody, let's go with the first one.
All right. So this one is, which is this one? I have one that's all Gene stuff from the 80s. I think they're all from the 80s. Pretty sure. No, it's all Gene stuff with no makeup. actually. So not just the 80s, just teen without makeup. Yeah.
I said it, Jared. All right.
All right. Do we want to wait for him and bring him in, or are you going to?
No, we're good.
Okay. All right. All right. So the first matchup we have is Not for the Innocent versus The Street Giveth and The Street Taketh Away.
Oh.
That's easy for me. Not for the Innocent the whole way. Giveth and Taketh is a little rough sometimes.
Oh, man. That's not easy for me. I'm going to go with Not for the Innocent.
Yep. Innocent wins that one. The next one is Unholy or No. I'm not talking about the Jericho version. I'm talking the Kiss version.
Oh.
I'm going to go with Unholy, although I really like No.
Really?
I would have went with No over both of the last two songs.
Wow. I never liked that one.
I'm going to go with No because of the solo at the beginning being so badass.
That is pretty sweet. So it's on me to break the tie then? I got to go on. I'd have to say Unholy, man.
Wow.
I never liked No, man. I saw him do it live too on Crazy Nights Tour. I'm pretty positive if my memory serves me. I was kind of high. But I didn't even smoke pot back then, but everyone around me did. You know? It was the first time I ever remember feeling like that, you know? It's kind of fucked up. Considering I was in like 7th grade, I think. Jeez. All right. Yeah. So anyways, next matchup is Good Girl Gone Bad versus Hate.
Hate.
Oh, good Lord. I should just hang up. Good Girl Gone Bad the whole way.
Damn, Sonny, you put me in a hard position here, bro.
Yeah, that's what I said when I was trying to get that Gene Simmons candy dish.
Yeah. So you're the catcher then.
That's fine. It's fine.
I'd have to say Good Girl, man, just because I like it better than Hate. I just do. And the demo on the vault's pretty sweet too. I don't know, that's one of my favorites. All right, so the next one is Paralyzed or Secretly Cruel.
Well, that's a tough one for me. I like both of those songs, but I'm going to go with Secretly Cruel.
Yeah, I got to go with Secretly Cruel also. I'm going to stick with The Asylum.
Yeah, I would too. All right, so how about Eighth Day on the Eighth Day or Domino?
I'm going to make some people mad on this one. I'm going Domino the whole way. I actually like that thing. I know people give it a hard time. I actually really like Domino.
I like Domino too, except it's a ripoff of a damn Black and Blue song. So I'm going to go with On the Eighth Day.
Oh, man. You know, I'd have to probably say Domino on that one too.
Oh, the surprise.
You know, when I first heard that song, that was the first time that Gene sounded like 70s Gene to me in like ages, you know? Like when he hits the Loves to Play with Fire, straight off a Rock and Roll Over. You know what I mean? I thought it ruled. I thought it was pretty cool. Not too fond of the ZZ Top part at the beginning, but the rest of it's pretty sweet. All right, so how about Thou Shalt Not versus one of the best Gene songs ever, dude? Burn, Bitch, Burn.
Yeah, that's Burn, Bitch, Burn is going to be my pick.
I'm going to go with Burn, Bitch, Burn, but Thou Shalt Not, I would say, is probably a better song. I like Burn, Bitch, Burn better.
I do too, man. Thou Shalt Not's pretty great, though. I like that one too, but I like how we're going to turn around the Kiss world's perception of Burn, Bitch, Burn. Let's hope. Because everybody's been shitting on that song for years, and I always found it annoying. Because that song's
a one line. Awesome.
Yeah, it's like, dude, how many Kiss songs have terrible one lines, you know? Just about all of them, you know? Especially on the Gene side of things.
Yes.
You know? But how about, Betrayed versus Trial by Fire?
Betrayed. Oh, man. I'm going with Betrayed.
Wow. We're going with Trial by Fire. Betrayed is brutal.
Oh, man.
I always thought Betrayed was like a new attempt at Deuce. You know what I mean? But I have to say Trial by Fire as well. Sorry, Joe.
Man,
Trial by Fire is awesome.
Everybody dislikes me today. I don't know what's happening. It's okay.
Because you haven't been giving us none of that candy, man. You know?
Oh. I'll give you some, Jody.
No problem. I'll see you in August, dude.
Yes.
Bring some lube.
Why? I got it right here.
Yeah. That's sick. All right, so how about Love's a Slap in the Face or Somewhere Between Heaven and Hell?
Sonny gets to pick first so I can laugh at him.
Good Lord. Can I say none of the above? I guess I'll go with Somewhere Between Heaven and Hell.
Damn it, that's the one I'm picking too.
All right. Okay, so then that brings us to round two, correct? Yeah. Now we got Not for the Innocent or Unholy.
I want to listen to that record now. I'm going to go with Unholy.
I got to go with Unholy.
All right. What, Good Girl Gone Bad or Secretly Cruel?
Okay, Joe, let's not get stupid here.
Secretly Cruel.
Oh, my God. Good Girl Gone Bad. Come on. I love Asylum, but that Good Girl Gone Bad is way better.
I don't know. I think you're on drugs.
I go secretly on that one. Sorry, Sonny.
I think you're thinking about a brownie right now. With slightly burned edges, and it's about that thick.
Actually, I was thinking about the apple pie, the crumble apple pie right now.
Does it come with crumble apple pie, too?
Yeah, some of the TV dinners do.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
The worst is like the mac and cheese that comes in those fucking things. It's like water. Good. Yeah, it's just water.
It's just water cheese.
Yeah, it's gross. All right, so Domino, drinking milkshakes in a car, or Burn, Bitch, Burn?
Oh, I'm going to go with Burn, Bitch, Burn.
I'm going to lose, but I'm going to go with Domino.
Sorry, Sonny. Got to say Burn, Bitch, Burn on that one.
Let me tell you, everybody's picks online are all over the place. You guys are great. Keep going. We love it. 24 of you guys in the room watching with us. Thank you very much. Yeah, keep going, Jody. You got this.
All right. So Trial by Fire or Somewhere Between Heaven and Hell?
I'm going to go with Trial by Fire.
That's all I always hear the j-j-j in the middle of it. I got to go with Trial by Fire, too.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I always thought that song would have fit better on Animalize because there's all these fire songs, you know what I mean? Like Heaven's on Fire, Had Enough, Into the Fire, Burn, Bitch, Burn, all this kind of...
That's a good point.
Yeah. All right, so this is the third round. We have Unholy or Secretly Cruel.
Oh. I'm going to go with Secretly Cruel.
I got to go with Unholy. Unholy's better.
I guess I just have to say Unholy too, man. With the whole fucking... You know how that goes. All right, so Burn, Bitch, Burn or Trial by Fire?
Two fire songs.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Burn, Bitch, Burn.
I'll go Burn, Bitch, Burn there.
Yeah. Oh, man, so Burn, Bitch, Burn could win this thing, and that'd be a first for anything we've ever done. So it comes down to Unholy or Burn, Bitch, Burn?
Yeah, Burn, Bitch, Burn is not going to win this. I'm letting you know that right now. I'm picking Unholy.
You know what? I'm going to pick Burn, Bitch, Burn because I like
Oh, shit. You know what I'm going to say? I got to say Burn, Bitch, Burn for the win.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's got something huge. Right, fellas.
That's pretty big. All right, that's what she said. All right, yeah. So, hey, listen, so we're going to move on to the next one. What's the topic?
I have a Paul Stanley one.
Okay, that's good. All right, let's add somebody. We're going to add David Donnelly is waiting. We're going to add David.
Cool.
David!
Hey, David Donnelly.
What's up?
This guy's a rock star over here, man.
Yeah, I've been rehearsing today,
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I still can't believe it's going to happen, but apparently I'm doing a festival at the end of August in front of 15,000 people in Belgium.
Wow. That's awesome.
I mean, will it happen? I don't know, but I'm getting daily emails on, you know, riders and all that sort of stuff. The usual.
That's amazing. Tell everybody the name of your band.
Oh, well, I'm a session guy, you see, so I play for a lot of people.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Glenn Matlock from the Sex Pistols, done a lot with him. I've helped out people like The Darkness and Stereophonics and all that sort of stuff. But this one is How Good's Your 80s Pop?
Pretty good.
Oh, pretty good. Yeah.
I'm currently the guitarist with Visage.
Oh, wow.
Jody would know that band. For some reason, I don't know that band.
I want to see that Les Paul behind
you. Yeah, show us the Les Paul.
Yeah, yeah.
There's three in the room. I've got a black one and two white ones.
That's cool.
Wow.
What kind of pickups? What kind of pickups are in that?
Well, there's, you can see.
There's oh, cool.
Things there, and there's humbucker.
Yeah.
And
yeah, we just went nerd on everybody on the show.
Sorry, folks.
That's okay. Pretty, all right.
Pleased to be doing a festival, I must say. I mean, pleased to be doing a gig because obviously, as a self-employed musician, it's been a bit of a, you know, sort of.
Yes. I understand 100%. I am a self-employed musician. Jody is a self-employed musician. It was miserable.
Yeah.
Miserable.
Yeah.
And Joey on our show, self-employed musician, and he has not been on stage until today in like a year and a half. Okay, so you know how this works, David. Jody's going to hit us with this, and we're going to go for it.
All right.
What's the Paul Stanley one?
It's just a bunch of great Paul Stanley tunes that I just threw in the blender, and this is what we got.
All right.
So we got first matchup would be King of the Nighttime World versus Creatures of the Night.
All right, David, you're up.
Creatures, without a doubt.
Yep, yeah. I agree. Creatures, right. Without a doubt. We don't even need to hear anything from Sonny.
I gotta go King of the Nighttime World. That's a great song.
Yeah, I would have too. But Creatures will take that one. How about Room Service or I Want You? Baby. Baby.
Yeah, let's not get crazy here. Let's pick the right one.
David, go ahead.
I like both of them. I Want You. I Want You. Rock and roll.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going I Want You as well.
Oh, come on. Dude, Room Service rocks.
I'm not saying I don't like Room Service. I like it very much. I like it on the Kiss song, and I actually like it in reality.
Yeah.
David, you like Room Service more than somebody saying I Want You? Come on.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the ego. Someone saying, I want you.
Yes, I get it.
I love that.
All right, so Mr. Speed versus Wouldn't You Like to Know Me? My favorite, Sonny's favorite, match them up.
Well, I've got, the thing is, Wouldn't You Like to Know Me is one of my favorite Kiss songs of all time.
Mine too.
It's just like, I mean, when I was a little kid, I used to try and practice it and play it and stuff. And I always loved the breakdown section where you just get that.
Yeah.
I love it. I mean, there's no contest on that one for me. Wouldn't You Like to Know Me? Absolutely in the bag.
Nice.
Love it.
Sonny, you could go next.
Mr. Speed the whole way for me. I love Paul's solo album and I think Wouldn't You Like to Know Me is great, but Mr. Speed's my favorite Kiss song.
Yeah, I'm going with Mr. Speed as well.
Okay.
Certainly not a bad one. Certainly not.
No.
Both great. I would have said Wouldn't You Like to Know Me as well, though. How about 100,000 Years or Detroit Rock City?
Oh.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Are we talking studio versions?
I don't know. Let's make them the live versions. Live one, live two.
Because I, as a kid, just listening on the headphones in the corner of my mum and dad's room in the living room with the headphones on and the double gatefold out and just listening to 100,000 Years with the drum solo in the middle and all that sort of stuff. I think it's got to be that. If it's from a live one, I'll have that. If it's the studio version, I'd go the other way. But, you know.
Right.
Sonny?
I got to go with Detroit Rock City. That's classic. I know 100,000 Years is classic, but I go back to DRC a lot more.
Live versions, I'm going with 100,000 Years.
So 100,000 Years will take that one. All right. How about Magic Touch or Got to Choose studio versions?
I do love Unmasked. I do. I can't help it. But I can't help thinking, I mean, obviously, as you probably know, Jody, and I'm a producer and mix and masterer and all that sort of stuff, you know, in the studio. Does anybody know whether the master tapes, the proper 24-track, 2-inch masters still exist of Unmasked?
I don't know.
I would love to know.
Because if they do, just take the keyboards off and
back
it up a bit and stuff. And like with all the stuff we've got now, stick some Chris Lord Alg plugins in there and stuff like that. You know, it'd be fantastic to hear that.
Yeah, it would. That would be awesome.
I think Kiss needs to hire you for a 2021 version of that record and let you just have fun with it.
Yeah. And I feel the same about Hot Out of Hell as well. You know, everyone always moans about the production. Well, do you realize that we can trigger stuff so that Peter Chris's kit sounds like, you know, cannons and guns and stuff?
Yeah.
But I've actually yapped on far too long that I've forgotten what the actual question was.
That's awesome.
It was Got to Choose or Magic Touch.
Got to Choose, because it is just classic. It is, Got to Choose, my friend.
I agree 100%.
Oh, I would have went Magic Touch. Come on.
Or Got to Choose, Sonny. Come on.
Oh, come on.
What's wrong with you?
Okay, so here's a weird one. I've Had Enough Into the Fire versus Strutter.
Strutter, straight away. Sorry, there's no... I don't even have to think twice about it.
Except I'm going to go with I've Had Enough.
I was thinking exactly what David was saying. I don't even got to think twice about it because I've Had Enough is better. I was thinking that's what he was going to say next.
God.
So I've Had Enough, I'll take that one?
Yeah.
I love Bumblebee and all.
I love Strutter, but I've Had Enough is amazing to me. That's what makes the Sweet 16 so weird.
Again, it's just one of those weird things. I mean, all the tracks we're talking about, we love, because we've got the entire collection. I mean, if you could see around the corner of my house, you'd see my Kiss section. Absolutely. But, Strutter, every day, all day.
That's awesome. Okay, so how about All American Man or Million to One?
I love Alive too. It's All American Man, I'm afraid. Yeah,
for me too. Too,
but it's just
Yeah, I pick All American Man as well.
You're just axing all of Sonny's cuts.
Yeah, I know. You know where I would have went.
I'm sorry,
Million to One.
Okay, so how about we got two ballads? We got I Still Love You or Forever.
Oh God, that's a. Sorry, are we allowed to swear?
Sure, fucking A, go right ahead.
Do you know what? I hardly ever drink, but I had the backing vocalist of the band that I'm doing this festival with around tonight, and she made me drink rum, and anyone that sees this knows me will be go, look at Dave, he's three sheets to the wind.
Made you. That's what happens when I drink Zimas.
Zimas. You put like a little cherry in it, Joe.
So, Jody, what were the options again?
We have I Still Love You or Forever.
See, I love I Still Love You. It builds and builds. As a producer, I think it's a production masterclass. But Forever, I just love Bruce's solo in that. That's the thing that makes it for me, is just the solo. Even though the solo is one of my favorite guitar solos of all time, I'm going to have to go for the other one as a full song.
Right on.
Yeah. Sonny?
I'm going with I Still Love You. These are two of the best ballads probably in the 80s and 90s
put together. I agree.
Right? And they don't get enough play. I Still Love You is incredible.
I would have gone with I Still Love You too. I just remember being a kid and listening to that song and thinking, whoever wrote this, and I never looked at the time, I was like, it's miserable in these lyrics.
Yeah.
But what I learned from that last...
The way Paul Stanley just... it's a bit like Bowie's Heroes, where he ramps it up and up and up. And it's a brilliant... It's a masterclass in vocal exercise. You can tell I teach music, can't you? But it's... and you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
What I learned from that last round is... women come to David's house, they bring rum. But women who come to Joe's house bring Zimas. I want to go to David's house.
Totally. All right, so we're going to have round two. And the first matchup is Creatures of the Night versus I Want You.
That's a tough one.
Oh. Well, that is a tough one because I'm an originals man, really, I have to say. You know, I respect all the Kiss lineups, but I love Creatures. It's just a cracking track. I've got the double, you know, the double groove vinyl.
With the autographs on the other side.
Yeah, when I first saw the album and stuff. Sorry, it's got to be the Creatures side of things, I'm afraid.
I agree.
I'm there too. Creatures the whole way.
All right. So, wait a minute. Did Mr. Speed win that last round, or was it Wouldn't You Like to Know Me that won?
I think Mr. Speed won.
Okay, so I do have it right. So it's Mr. Speed or 100,000 Years then.
Shoot. I'll go first this time. 100,000 Years.
I'll mess David up. Mr. Speed.
Ah.
I love Mr. Speed, so I'm going Mr. Speed.
There you go.
Ooh, nice. All right, how about 100? Got to Choose versus I've Had Enough, Into the Fire.
David, Got to Choose versus I've Had Enough.
Got to Choose. I just love it. I love that whole album. It's dirty rock and roll. That's what I like, and that's why I liked Kiss, because they were a dirty rock and roll band, and then they changed, but I kind of carried on, you know, chasing
them.
Is it Sonny?
I've Had Enough. Dude, dropping the needle on Animalize and that thing going off, it changes your life, dude. That song's incredible.
I'm going to pick I've Had Enough. That's what I'm picking. That was a tough one, though. I like both those songs a lot.
Yeah. All right. Well, how about All American Man or I Still Love You?
Is that for me?
Yes, sir.
I Still Love You. I've got a place in my heart for that one. It's a real cracker.
Sonny?
Yeah.
I Still Love You the whole way.
Yeah.
All right. That brings us to round three then. So we got Creatures of the Night versus Mr. Speed.
Ooh.
I'm still going Creatures.
Sonny's still going Mr. Speed.
That'd be correct.
And I'm going Creatures.
Good man.
Yeah.
I guess I Still Love You is going to win this thing. Okay.
So we have I've Had Enough versus I Still Love You now.
Well, I Still Love You. For sure.
Oh, I don't know about that for me. I'm going to go with I've Had Enough.
Sonny. It sounds like two guys fighting themselves, right? I've had enough. I Still Love You. I've had enough. I still got to go with I Still Love You.
Okay. So it comes down to two songs off of Creatures. We got Creatures or I Still Love You for the final matchup.
Fuck off. Oh, man. Because they're such different types of songs as well.
Right.
Yeah. So, David, you're going to break the tie. I'm going with Creatures of the Night.
I'm Sonny, going with I Still Love You.
And you got to go with the tiebreaker.
All comes down to David.
Oh, man. Pressure.
No pressure.
I'm thinking of the Kiss bands in general. And I'm going to go for Creatures.
Woo!
Because it's... one thing that I find really irritating about Kiss 2021 is that Tommy uses that Les Paul that hasn't got a wang bar on it. So at the beginning of Creatures, he never does the wow, wow, wow.
Right.
And it pisses me off every time. It really does. It does. Because I love that. I think it's such a brilliant, it's brilliantly produced and everything. You know, like I say, I'm sure me and Jody are on the same page having, you know, yeah. Release stuff ourselves and what have you, and it's that as a production point, I think Creatures is just an absolute masterpiece. It's amazing. And it was, it really did bring a band back from the dead. And that
totally.
That was spot on. But yeah, that was a good Sweet awesome. 16.
Yeah. All right, hey, listen, we're running out of time, so we're going to bring somebody else in. David, thank you.
Dude, I got one question for David before he goes.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, Glenn, was he a Kiss fan back in the day?
Glenn Matlock?
Yeah.
No. I didn't think so. No, I don't think he was into Kiss. He's really big into Small Faces and stuff like that. One of the later bands that he liked, which I found quite amazing because I like them too, is about an indie band called Blood Red Shoes. He really liked them. And,
oh, cool.
But he's a fantastic bloke, Glenn Matlock. I'll never say a bad word about him. He's been a great sort of boss to me, if you like.
Yeah.
And, playing pretty vacant, 3 feet from the guy that wrote it every night.
Right. Absolutely. That's super rad to just be able to say that you're playing with the guy from the Pistols.
It's a
super cool.
Yeah. That's really awesome.
And he played on my single as well, which is
right on.
And I had the drummer from The Darkness on it and all.
So yeah.
That was good.
Oh, so, that's awesome. Nice man. Work. Nice My career sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, but mate, you give us a podcast every week. I honestly, I've had a few times where life has not gone well and I've been in a very, very dark place and podcast Rock City comes up and it just gives you such a great break. I'm sure everyone's got a story like that. You know, I've had some rough old times sometimes. And I tune into Podcast Rock City and you guys just, it's just brilliant. It's like sitting down with three mates, you know, it's really good. So anytime I'm welcome back, I'll be back.
We will all absolutely right. have you back. And David, that meant a lot. We really appreciate
it. Yeah, that's
it.
Really nice.
All right. You now get some food in your belly to mix with the rum.
I will. I better do it.
All right. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
All right, David. Nice to talk to you.
Bye.
Bye.
That was cool.
That was super cool.
Yeah. Okay. So we, let's go with the next. Sonny, you got one, right?
Oh, he's got three.
I got another one.
I thought we did three. No, that was two, right?
That was two.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay,
cool. Joe, well, you can't count to two.
We got Jared. Jared's
hey,
in the room.
Jared.
What's up?
Hey,
what's my replacement from a few months ago, right?
Yes. I want to point out that
you did a
Jared,
good job, dude.
He's got
Jared
the
is, yeah, he's wearing his shirt from clickteeshop.com, and they sponsor our show. Not really, but they do. And I don't see any of that money. I don't know anything about that. Sonny takes it all. Jeez, and he buys damn Hungry Man meals with it, with the TV dinners. So let's see. Jared, did you play last night?
No, this is my first weekend off since like the middle of April, so.
Yeah.
Weekend off.
Yeah, cool. Real quick before, are you going on the cruise this year?
Mm-hmm.
If okay. Good.
Happens, yeah. I'm,
yeah. So
there.
You left. So you've kept your tickets. Good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I there's so many people that aren't, but it's okay. That's fine. Karen and I upgraded to a balcony room because it came available.
Did you get to upgrade your indoor seats too?
We didn't bother because we picked our seats and we really liked what we had.
Cool.
Yeah, so excited. All right, Jody, what's the next one?
This one's a mystery one, and we'll get to, at the end, if you can guess what it is, I'll give you bonus props, as it were.
16 songs where secretly they're talking about their wieners.
Yeah.
I bet they're out there.
That's none probably just about every Kiss song. Anytime they say love, they're talking about their dick.
Yeah.
Okay, so... First matchup, though, is X-ray eyes versus when your walls come down.
Jared, you're first on all of these.
I got to go with the Crazy Nights one, when your walls come down.
Sonny.
I'm going with when your walls come down.
Yipes.
Yeah.
People.
Train wreck already.
Last round, if I was in the last round, I Still Love You would not have made it to the end, by the way.
No?
Wow.
Hmm. All right, how about Any Way You Slice It or Lonely is the Hunter?
Any Way You Slice It, for sure.
Okay.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with that, too. I like both those songs, yeah. But, you know.
Sonny, that you're going that way as well?
Yeah.
All right. All right, how about Little Caesar or Just a Boy?
I got to go with Little Caesar on that one. Drummers Unite.
Yeah, Little Caesar's going to win. I don't know.
That yeah, son. It's winning. Yeah.
All right, another one. On the Eighth Day or Then She Kissed Me? Threw a cover in there just for you, on. Sonny.
I love an On the Eighth Day. That would win over a lot of songs.
Sonny?
Or Then She Kissed Me.
Yeah, against Then She Kissed Me, I'll take an On the Eighth Day, too.
I just saw that one coming a mile away. How about Love Theme from Kiss or All the Way?
Got to go with the one with lyrics. Go All the Way.
Okay.
Me too.
Me three.
All right. How about two other really great ones that you guys love? She's So European versus Great Expectations.
No, I'm going unmasked all the way on that one. She's So European.
Sonny?
I'm going She's So European. Although I like Restuses.
And clutching them.
Yeah.
It seems like that would hurt a girl, you know? Clutching her breast.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, they told me that don't hurt. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what's that, Joe?
No, I was going to embarrass myself. I decided against it.
I was going to tell Jody, well, if you didn't use your man hands and you had some touch.
Fuck that. I'm going to squeeze them as hard as possible.
And do you two girls know each other? All right. Let's. All right.
How about Kissin' Time or Ladies in Waiting?
Man, I'm going to go with Kissin' Time.
Yeah. Bum, bum, ba-dum, wow.
I'm going to go with Ladies in Waiting.
Me too.
Okay. How about See You in Your Dreams Tonight versus Keep Me Coming?
Which version of See You in Your Dreams?
Rock and Roll Over.
Oh, okay. I was listening to the other version while fishing today. You know how many fish I caught? Got a donut today.
I'll still go with Keep Me Coming.
Sonny?
Okay.
I'm going with Keep Me Coming.
Me three.
Wow. All right. Well, round two, we have Walls Come Down versus Any Way You Slice It. You got to think about that hornet's nest. You know what I'm saying? You ever looked up on what a hornet's nest looks like?
It's
disturbing.
I'm not putting anything near that.
I'll go any way you slice it.
Okay.
I'm going to go Paul over Gene when your walls come down.
Joe?
I'm going to go any way you slice it.
Thank God. I hate when your walls comes down, dude. It's the worst. How about Little Caesar or On the Eighth Day?
And On the Eighth Day, for sure.
Yes, it's a unanimous.
Yep. I think Little Caesar only gets people only like it because Eric sang it. You know what I mean?
That's it.
I have to say that I like this. It's got a little swing to it to me.
Yeah, but wasn't it like a direct ripoff of what's that song? Ain't It Peculiar or whatever?
I always think that it sounds like Ain't It Peculiar, but still, I like it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's still better than Boomerang.
That's true.
Good dip. Jared with the points.
Mm-hmm. All right, so where are we? All the Way versus She's So European.
She's So European. I love at the end where we actually hear the demon at the end that, girl.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Good point as well, Jared.
I'll go with the hairy one. I'll go with the hairy one. European.
Yeah, me too.
The hairy one.
Disturbing.
Well, that's why he found out today. He didn't know. But he found out today. You get it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I never put that together, but that's okay.
Nice. All right, so
called Love Gun. He's thinking about his dick.
What about Ladies in Waiting or Keep Me Coming? The Ladies in Waiting, Keep Me Coming.
Mm-hmm.
Keep me coming.
Sonny?
Yeah, I'm gonna go Paul over Gene too. Keep me coming.
Okay. Well, I would have gone with Ladies in Waiting.
Me too. Okay, so round three we have Any Way You Slice It versus In on the Eighth Day.
In on the eighth day is always gonna get it from me.
That's such a cool riff, you know. That's all Vinny though, right?
We don't mention his name.
He became Boys Are Gonna Rock pretty much.
Well, I could have been in the band.
Yeah,
all
totally.
All I had to do was say so, me in the band.
I'll go with Any Way You Slice It just because of that.
Joe, what you got? I'm
going with On the Eighth Day.
Okay. Hornet's Nest Out the Window.
I'm a big Vinny fan.
Yeah. All right, so She's So European or Keep Me Coming?
She's So European.
Wow.
Man, Creature's getting a lot of love today. I think I'm going to go with Keep Me Coming.
What you got, Joe?
Well, the problem with these two songs is they're so far on the spectrum of what rock and roll is. And I love them both, but I really love She's So European, so I'm going to go with that one.
All right. You like making love on a brass bed too, don't you?
Yeah, I think my bed is aluminum.
This is a strange matchup in the final round. We have the Eighth Day versus She's So European.
I still haven't figured out what the commonness of all these songs is.
I think I got it.
I'm going In on the Eighth Day.
Okay.
I'm going to go with She's So European. Sonny?
I'm going with On the Eighth Day.
On the Eighth Day takes it. Yeah. So what's your guess for the subject on this one, Sonny?
All of these 16 songs have hit our bottom five at one point or another. So I'm going to guess it's the songs that the four of us hate.
I have it titled Kiss Shitters.
I'm like, wait a second. I think that one was on Joey's list. I think that was on Joe's list.
It's like filler tracks.
On my list. Yeah.
Dang. She's So European as a shitter? Man, I don't
compared to a lot of the other songs on the record, it is.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know.
Best and worst on the albums.
Keep Me Coming as a shitter?
Because it was the worst on that album, somebody said.
Yeah. Plus, I hate when Paul does Zeppelin. So, to me, total shitter.
Yeah, I get that. Hey, Jared, tell everybody, when's your next gig?
Oh, man. No Kiss Light gigs right now until like October, but I'm sure something will.
For those of you that don't know, Jared plays in 47 cover bands. He's in Akasha Goo Goo
only
band.
Seven. Do you really do that? Do you really do that?
He's Akasha not in Akasha Goo Goo. No, he's not. I made that up.
I'm doing my Motley Crue band in a couple of weeks at Warehouse Live in Houston. So.
Yeah.
If you could put a girl on stage squirt like that live while you guys play, it would be amazing.
We could do
Jared,
what?
You live in Houston?
Yeah, I'm in Houston.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my son's moving to Waco here in a few weeks.
Not close
Waco.
To Houston.
Yeah.
That's a huge state.
Right? Texas is fucking huge. Yeah. Dude, I spent I think 10 hours just going across Texas one time.
Yeah.
Like from the southern to the top.
Oh, that way, that's bad too. I'm just
curious.
El Paso is at least 15 hours or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy. Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. So listen, Jared, thank you very much. Make sure that when you play gigs, man, you post that you're going to be playing on the Podcast Rock City Facebook page. So if anybody's around, they can come in, see you, and go, dude, I saw you on that shitty show, Podcast Rock City. Why do you keep doing that to yourself?
Right. Because I want to disagree with Sonny. That's why I keep doing it. That's the only reason he listens.
It's true. All right. Thank you, buddy.
Right. Later. Right.
Peace.
Hey, good one, Jared.
Jared's good people.
Yeah, he's cool.
He is.
You know, I was just thinking about, Joey's on tour, right? With Eric Martin, Mr. Big, right? So, their biggest hit doesn't even have drums. What does he do during that? You know what I mean?
He does this.
He just kind of chills.
Yeah.
like in the video.
Yeah.
Same thing the two guys in Extreme do when More Than Words comes up. Same deal.
Yeah, totally.
Have we ever talked about Eric Martin on the show besides about Joey? Do you understand how long that guy's been a musician and like a famous musician? That's like,
you know, he's from the Bay Area, right?
Yeah, oh, no, I didn't know. I had no idea. What has he done?
About like probably a half hour from me.
Really?
I bought a 16 magazine from like 1981 or 1982. He's in it.
So like, what band?
Eric Martin band.
So, remember Jeff Watson? I think he was in that band for a while. A couple of guys from Tesla were kind of in and out the band for a while. The guy who plays with Y&T right now, Nyman, he was in the band for a while. And Sucker for a Pretty Face was the first hit. And he was getting played on a lot of rock radio here. So when Mr. Big came along, this side of the world was like, hello, supergroup. And everybody else on the planet's going, who the hell's Eric Martin? We're like, holy cow, Eric Martin's joining Mr. Big. So, yeah. And he is huge in like Japan. Really? He's done like 15 records, I think, in Japan or some stupid number.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, so listen, we don't know if Joey's going to be back with us next week. Like, he's on tour.
And we don't care.
Yeah. That's evil. But, you know, I mean, if I had a chance between hanging out with these guys or Lita Ford, I would definitely pick these guys because Lita Ford hates me. And...
she yelled at you because you made her.
Yeah. Can't put your shit on her stuff, dude.
Yeah,
what are you thinking?
Up so bad.
I'm standing right next to her. I'm like, I don't know that dude.
I'm telling you, so far, there's like four times I've been on this show where, and it's just four, to be fair, where I've dealt with somebody famous, and I laid in bed that night and went, oh, what the fuck were you doing? And we're not going to talk about them. Anyway, so that's the end of the show. Thank you guys very much for coming on. Go to our YouTube page and subscribe. If you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube page, please. I really should say that at the beginning. I don't know what I'm doing. It's really funny because there's another Kiss channel that basically, from what I can tell, because I watch, they take stories and interviews that they had nothing to do with. They post them on their thing with a new opening and get 40,000 views in like 2 months. And I'm like, I don't understand. They could get brand new hangout fun times with us.
We still do good on the audio downloads. It's just people don't want to look at our ugly fucking faces, dude.
I promise it's way more me than the two of you. I'm sorry. Next week I'm gonna wear a wrestling mask, and that will be the what
I want you to wear your gimp mask with a zipper mouth.
Do nice. I have one? Do I have one of those?
Oh, I know you do.
Oh, you're dirty, Jody. Do you have anything to add?
Nope. Thanks, everyone, for listening, watching, and thanks for our guests for playing the game with us. It's cool.
Absolutely. Sonny.
Yeah, thanks, David and Jared, for joining us today, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
And you know what I'm going to say. We love podcasts, and we love Kiss podcasts, and you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1, peace.
Peace.
Goodbye.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's First Stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare, classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes, all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com, GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.